Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, this is John Ramos. I am so excited about these prophetic words being loosed, right?
Yes, very exciting. God has a lot to say, and he wants us to know his heart.
We're starting this year out, you know, no matter when you're joining us this particular year, understanding that, you know, God lays a foundation, and this is like breakthrough, open door, portals being opened up, revivals, I mean, just powerful words. So you want to catch them all of our different programs. But this is Rich Vera, right? Rich Vera is talking about breast cancer being in, Alzheimer's being ended, and actually a financial breakthrough, right?
This is the year of healing. This
oh,
is beautiful.
My goodness. Check it out.
You told me that there was going to be a cure for breast cancer, and I just read an article that someone's just developed one.
Yeah, about 6 months ago, the Lord gave me a vision, and the Lord says, I'm going to judge the killer of the babies. And I didn't understand that, and I saw a woman feeding their child, and it symbolizes the production of life. And the Lord says, I'm about to bring, to open the eyes of those. And you know, God says, I'm about to open the eyes so life can once again be spoken loud through the bodies of women. And I saw something that was going to come out of a secondary result that was going to be like a discovery of something that will push back breast cancer on ladies. And as we saw today, 2 days ago, came an article saying exactly what we're saying, and you saw that on the back.
What about things like feebleness and Alzheimer's?
Well, a couple years ago when I was here, I prophesied that, and you sent me some articles. And you know, and this is the most amazing thing. You know, what happened in Israel with President Trump proclaiming Jerusalem to be the eternal capital of the Jewish people, as Chuck says, is a significant thing in the spirit world, because for him to be the man that spoke boldly to the nations of the world, he released a spirit that opened a portal for blessings to be released from Israel to the rest of the world. If you look on Psalms 122, says, if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, the word to pray means more than just pray. It means if you do something about it. The Bible says there will be great prosperity among those that love Israel. So when the president went, and I saw this in a vision, and proclaimed that on television, there was literally a portal that opened up, and it began to flush like a waterfall to America, and we are about to experience prosperity like we have never experienced before, because the Bible says when Jerusalem gets blessed, or when something happens concerning the peace of Jerusalem, prosperity is the result that follows Jerusalem.
So many people have heard this word. And you know, the Lord showed me specifically in October prior to the elections that President Trump would be president. But he was shocked. When God showed me him, he was shocked that it happened.
Right.
But he was looking at me like, okay, we've done it. We got to do this thing now. But the Lord also showed me that this president that we got, whoever it was prior to that, not knowing, that he would be a friend of the church, be a friend of Israel. We're seeing that take place in big times. And then he showed me that judgment is going to come down on the evildoer, that the seed of evil is going to come down, the seed of the righteous is going to rise. And then he said, the moment judgment comes, but the second it comes, then provision is released for everyone. He showed me literally gold rain coming down. And so that's lining up what Rich is saying here, that you know, we're just seeing, you know, $3.5 trillion being released.
Back.
Well, actually, the tax cuts released to all of the Americans, you know, all of Americans, and they'll see it in their paycheck and the in February, which is 10 months after the prophecy that was given by Cindy Jacobs, and then also another $3.5 trillion being moved back in again, and just provisions coming everywhere. People are getting bonuses and raises. When Walmart employees are getting $11 an hour without any protest, without any organized stuff that's been going on, just because of the goodness of God, God's saying, I care about the worker at Walmart. I care about
that's
the employees.
Powerful.
They got a $1,000 bonus.
That's powerful.
And it's happening across. This is God doing this. This is not a government or a political party. This is God moving like this. And so moving Jerusalem, when that decision was made, of course, Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about that sometime back with Church of His Presence, that once, you know, that we acknowledge Israel as the eternal capital, move the embassy to Jerusalem, that's going to release financial blessings on America. And he just made the announcement, and it began to happen.
That's amazing. It's beautiful.
Yes.
That is beautiful.
Well, Yeah, well, before we go to the next one, I want to say this. You know, you're watching us right now. We're just so thankful for you as part of our community. We love to hear from you. We love your comments. You know, if you'll take a moment, how does this encourage you? Because you may have been, you know, when financial provisions released like this, it means that you've been going through some deep times of financial struggle, and maybe it didn't make sense to you. But now you're seeing this provision, this gold ring. God, deal with these things. Begin to talk back and forth to us in the community and what's going on. We'd love to hear from you. Just post your comments and let us know, you know, communicate with us, because we want to talk about specifically how does that impact you, you know, when provision. Maybe God's giving you a bonus. Maybe he's giving you a raise. Maybe you want to talk about that. And it's going to encourage all of us in our community about what's going on. It's exciting,
isn't
it?
That's powerful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.